5 o'clock when the nurse Lucy Letby was found guilty in August of murdering and attempting to murder babies at the Countess of Chester. It was a case which shook the nation. Full inquiry has been ordered by the government to be led by the judge Lady Justice Thirlwell. One of the issues that it'll take a look at is how hospital managers responded to concerns raised by consultants about Letby. Dr. Rachel Pope is a former NHS employee turned academic. She's been carrying out research into the organisational problems within the health service.
Quite dismal findings, really. I concluded that the NHS was institutionally and systemically deaf, bullying, defensive and dishonest.
And why has it had that history of problems?
It goes back many years. I think because so much possibly is expected of the health service, that organisations and people in the organisations become very defensive. And of course, people are defensive because of litigation. So that's possibly why. But, you know, it's quite a widespread and long-term problem, this defensiveness and refusal to listen to people raising concerns, whether we call them whistleblowers or not.
And when you heard about the Letby case and the warnings that apparently went without action, what did you think?
I just despaired. And it didn't surprise me in the least, which is just sad. That's just really sad. It didn't surprise me because the behaviours of the managers there were just classic NHS behaviour. Refusing to acknowledge, resistance to knowing, not wanting to listen to people. I know that the doctors there, I heard one of them talk that he didn't consider himself to be a whistleblower. He considered himself just to be a clinician that was trying to improve what was going on and getting to the bottom of problems and wanting better patient care. But he is viewed by the trust, obviously, as a whistleblower. And as we know, whistleblowers in the NHS are most definitely victimised. I mean, the most appalling behaviours go on towards whistleblowers in the NHS.
Is this the central issue, do you think, that the public inquiry that has been ordered into what happened at the Countess of Chester Hospital has to look into how doctors who raise concerns are taken seriously rather than ignored to a certain extent?
I mean, they most definitely, you know, must look into that. Not just doctors, it can be anybody in the health service that might be raising concerns. Because if you don't listen to people and if you don't listen to the concerns, you cannot improve. The NHS is not a learning organisation.
Why not?
They're protecting, Simon, they're protecting their reputation. That's what's driving all of this all the time. It's about their managers and other people support them, protecting the organisation, protecting their reputation and the reputation of the trust in the organisation. That's what drives it.
So how do we go about ensuring that hospital managers do put the safety of patients before the reputation of their organisations? Do we need more regulation?
I think senior managers need to be regulated, but that doesn't answer everything because, of course, some of these managers were under regulation. But I think that's essential. I mean, why should clinicians be regulated but not senior managers and directors? I've never understood that. But that doesn't answer the whole problem. There's got to be some serious looking at the way NHS organisations work, interactions between managers and HR, because nobody ever mentions HR, but HR are always there behind what goes on, maybe driving an agenda as well, or just supporting a manager's agenda. And then, of course, you've got the lawyers behind all of that. So there's got to be a major overhaul about the NHS functions. And people have got to be very serious about it because it's not going to be done overnight. And there's got to be a determination, really fierce determination, to act counterculturally. Because I heard a phrase on the radio this morning, which was to do with building design, actually, but it talks about the DNA of the industry. Well, the DNA of this industry, the NHS, is not exactly pleasant. And there's got to be a real change because these behaviours are very embedded.
That's Dr. Rachel Pope, a former NHS employee turned academic, been trying to carry out research into organisational problems within the health service. And Simon Moffat brought us that report.